Okay? Okay, today's daf is Nedarim on Daf Gimel. Can I thank everyone for all the emails yesterday? For some reason, I got more than usual yesterday. I try to answer as many as I can. But let's continue now with Nedarim Daf Gimel. But we didn't finish Daf Beis. So first, let's five more minutes on Beis Mabeis, and then we'll get to Daf Gimel. Yesterday, we had the famous Lashon of the chiluk between Nedarim and Shvuos, the difference between Nedarim, which is focused on the Chefza, the object is usher to me, versus Shvuos, which is usher, ushering on the Gavra. There are many differences between Nedarim and Shvuos. Just to list a number of differences between a Neder and a Shvuah, halacha lamaisa. A Neder is not chal on a davar she'ein bo mamish. Right? If something's not there, it can't be chal on it. Well, a Shvuah can. You can usher mishum Shvuah on something is not tangible, as we'll see some examples later on in the second parak. You can make a Neder on a Dvar Mitzvah. Well, you can't make a Shvuah on a Dvar Mitzvah. You can make a Neder regarding a Sukkah. You can make a neder regarding a piece of matzah. You can't make a neder regarding a shvuah regarding a mitzvah because you're already mushma v'yomi me'ar Sinai, as the Gemara is going to say in 2 days. Other differences as well, but those are two of the differences. But the Gemara yesterday made the chiluk of chefza versus gavra. So many of the Rishonim already discuss in general when we talk about averus of the Torah. Are they what we call chefza or are they what we call gavra? So even before we get to what the Rishonim say about it, what does that mean? Chefza gavra. You know, we're so used to that lashon. You know, what is so? Usually, what we say is the way that most Achronim understand it, and this is where Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses this in Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yud. He says, is the focus, like I just formulated, is the focus of the isser on the object, or is the focus of the isser on the person? That's chefza versus gavra. Is the formulation I, or is the formulation it? So that's generally, is the inherently, is there a problem with this item? Or no, but, you know, I can't do it. Just Lamash Lamad Avadome, as we've quoted a number of times, the Nesivos. The Nesivos is Mechalik between Isuri D'Oraisa and Isuri D'Rabbanan. The Torah could say an item is Aser Mi D'Oraisa, the Chefza. Because the Torah, Hashem, can say these molecules, this item is Aser, is poisonous to my Neshama. The rabbis can't make that up. The rabbis can say, you can't do something. That's what they can tell. They can regulate my behavior. But they can't change the attributes of the item, Daraisa. They don't have that power. That's why the Nesivos says, inherently, Isurei Durabanan or Isurei Gavra, well, Daraisa or Isurei Chafsa. That's the Nesivos, and we've quoted that a number of times in the past to explain various Gemaras, Erevin and Sukkah, etc. But not all Rishonim agree to that, as we'll see today. But there is another formulation of what is the chilek between chefza and gavra. Beautiful idea in the Avnei Nezer. Sacha Shava Rebbe in chilek Aleph, in Arachayim, in Simen Lamed Zayin, says the Avnei Nezer, Vanira li binyan zeh, ki surei gavra nemra al maisa asher poge mailas ha'adam. You know what Yisurei gavra means? An isser that affects the spirituality of the person negatively, brings a person down. Could go and shkatzim v'ramasim. You eat insects. Right? The Torah says, "Lo sashaktu as nafsho seichem." V'yashi kodesh. You are a holy nation. You're all the way. The gavra is on top, and the chefza brings down the person. That's what it means, Yisurei Gavra. Where the Gavra becomes problematic, because the Gavra, we are a holy nation, and we're brought down. Ubaser basadet treifa. Kilofi malas Yisrael e nevelos ushkatzim ruyim lahem. Ze Yisurei Gavra. But what happens if a Yisrael eats hekdesh? So is that pulling a person down? No. That's the mailos hachefza. A person is not allowed to get too close to that. It's the opposite. It's the chefza focus that it's too special. It's too special. Aval hanana mehektish ozar sha'achal truma. If a non-Kohen eats truma, hula hefech, shebiskarival davar shulamalim yimedra gaso. That object is above the level of the person. Ki eichikra avzar al truma vehedyot al kacha shemayim. That's isr chefza shepogeim bechefza. That's the Avnei Nezer. He's might not explain everyone, but this is his idea of Isurei Gavra, Isurei Chefza. Is the Gavra Nifgam, or is the Chefza Nifgam? That is his Shita on in Simin Lamed Zayin, in Arachai. Okay, so what do the Rishonim say? So the Nesivos, we always quote, is Daraisa Darabana. Not all Rishonim agree to that. The Ritva, here, in Mesechus Adarim. The Ritva, right here, and the Rashba also says, actually, it's the Ritva here and in Kiddushin. They both say that no, almost all Isurim are Isurei Gavra, even De'oraisas. Even Isuri Daraisa, says the Ritva, are Isuri Gavra. Very lit. That's how he... Did I bring it today? I brought it yesterday. I don't know if I brought it today. But the Ritva says, I think it's here at the beginning of the second parak, that... The Ritva's in the back of the Gemara. Anybody wants to look? Beginning of the second parak. Set in the back of the regular Gemaras. Says the Ritva, V'tayma demilsa, mishum dechazir v'nefeila, in gufon aser iser chefsa. Chazir and nefeila. So what Daraisa says. They're not iser chefsa, elaki adam aser lochlon. It's aser for a person to eat them. V'im came, konam davi iser chefsa. But... Karbanas, those are Isurei Chafsa. That's the only one. He could translate that to other Isurei Daraisa. Okay, that's the Ritva. So again, that Nesivus that we always quote is not agreed upon by the Rishonim. The Ritva said they're all Isurei Gavra except for a few. And just one last source before we continue for today. There is a Mishnah Lamelech which explains related to this as well. There's a Rambam. The Rambam Nefes Chametz Umatzah. The Rambam says you're not allowed to even eat a drop of Chametz. A drop! Tiny amount of Chametz. Less than a kezias. Why? Why can't he eat even a tiny amount of chametz? Because our uncle's a pasuk. Lo ye achel chametz. Chametz should not be eaten. Which means even it doesn't say don't eat chametz. Chametz should not be eaten. That means even a tiny amount of chametz. He asks all the Rishonim on the Rambam, the Mishnah Lamelech, the Achronim, what do you need a special pasuk for? We know there's a principle called chatishir. Chatishir is also ben Torah, right? Gemara and Yuma. Right, we know Chazir is Aser and Kala Torah Kulo. That's why I'm quoting a special pasuk by Chabetz. A special pasuk by Chabetz. We know you're not allowed to eat half a kezias of nevela, half a kezias of trefa, half a kezias of a cheeseburger. You can't even have half a kezias of anything. So Chabetz is a new thing. You need a new pasuk. Says the Mishnah Lamelech. V'tirates de iser chametz lo dami lechelev. No, you might have thought chametz is less Aser than a chelev. Why? To be sham lando chatzishir. The chelev Aser la olam. Chelev is Aser forever. Non-kosher fat is always usser. Always usser. Below high low shas hatter. It never was mutter and it never will be mutter. It's always usser. So there we would have thought chatzis yirat usser ben haTorah. But chametz, it was usser. It was mutter last week. It's going to be mutter next week. It's only usser now. It's a temporary usser. So you might have thought that chatzis yirat doesn't apply. Kamash malan. That's why you need an extra pasuk. So what if it's a temporary usser? So what does that have to do with me? So it's an usser now. Who cares if it's a temporary usser? So maybe what the Mishnah Lamelech is driving at is that if it's temporary, it shows that it's not an Isser Chefza. How could an Isser Chefza be Usser today and Mutter next week or last week? So some suggest that if this is the Mishnah Lamelech's shot in the Rambam, maybe the Rambam holds that all Isurim that are permanent, that are always, are Isser Chefza, most Isurim Daraisa. Masha'en Kim Chametz, or something of the like, is an Isser Gavra, and that's reflected by its temporary nature. So these are just another couple of shitos in the Nesivus, the Ritva, the Rambam, related to the one place in Shas where it says it, Chefza Gavra, right here, Beis Mabeis. This is what we got to talk about it. So now we will move on. Yeah?
Is there an onesh for
Chatzishir
by Chametz?
Is there an onesh for Chatzishir by Chametz? Because there's a special pasuk. Special pasuk at Yimakas. I don't think so. I mean, did I finish the reading of the Rambam? So I'm going to say it, Pefeirish. In Aleph Zion. The Aleph became Enochai of Kareso Carbon. Ella Al Kshishu Kazayas. Right. The Ocha Bachat Bekazayas. Makan Makas Mardus. Okay, Makas Mardus. But yeah, you are not going to get an Onesh even with that Pasuk. Okay, let's continue now. So you remember the second half of Amud Beis yesterday quoted 10 different cases from all over Shas. When Rabbi Danasi put together the Mishnayos, what order did he do it in? When he had a whole list of things and he wrote the whole list, did he go A B B A or A B A B? That was the discussion. And the Gemara ended off by saying, sometimes he did this, sometimes he did that. That was the top of Beis Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's read that again. The final answer: Ella Lav Dafka. There's no specific order. Zimnim Afarish Shahut De Pasach Bereisha. Sometimes he listed off with what he started with: A B. A B Zimna Mahuta Salgma Farish Bereisha. Sometimes he went with what he ended off with. A B B A. That was one answer given. Bibayisema, and the second answer the Gemara gives, is that maybe there's no general rule, but rather it's a specific issue with our Mishnah. Again, what was the question? Our Mishnah starts off by saying, Kol Kinuyin Adarm Kadarm. Let's review that for a second. It's been a day. What are Kinuyin? What are Yados? A kinui, remember, is some other type of language that is used to say the Lashon of Neder. Some other language that it means carbon. In a different language, konas, konam, all those are kinuyim. A nickname for a carbon. What's a yad? Remember what a yad is? A yad is like a handle, meaning you're not picking up the whole kli, you're not saying the whole Neder. Ayan means you basically say most of the sentence, you leave something out. You don't say the word carbon, you don't say the word usser. But you don't say a substitute. A kinui is a substitute word, while a yad is a unfinished phrase that means neder. So, remember what was the original question that we're trying to answer here? Why did the Mishnah start off talking about kinuyim? And then we put in a phrase, Kisura Mechsura, about Yad, and then it started talking about Yad. Why did it talk about Kinu Yad, Kinu Yad? Why did it talk about Yad first? So says the Gemara, Yibayisei Meyados, a different answer. Maybe, you know why it explained Yados first? I did the Askin Midrasha, Mefarsh Lahon Bereisha. Since we learn out Yados from a Drasha's Chazal, it's not explicit in the Torah, so it's very beloved to the rabbis. Why is it beloved? So pashtus it means because it shows the koch of Chazal. Koch of Chazal, it's not just what the Torah says, but Feirish, obviously that's special. But if Chazal come up with something using the Yud Gimel Midos, so that's very special. Sometimes we put that even first on the list before the Mefurish Dinta Araisa. The Sharm Siyan Balacha says, maybe a little deeper, that whenever you come up with a Chiddush, you're very proud of it. Let's say you're having a chavrusa, you come up with a chiddush, you'll do your best to try to defend that. It's my chiddush. I'm going to do it. So as the Chazal came up with this, that's why it's chaviv to them. So that's why they put Yados first. So they ask Gemara, v'litachad e-bereisha. If Yados are so special that you explain Yados in the Mishnah before you explain Kiduyim, so why don't you say that the first line? Kol Yados nedar k'nedarim. Why do you list Kinui and then Yados, and now explain Yados and then Kinui? So if it's so special, so put it first bechlau. So the Gemara says that you're not going to do. Miftach, and why didn't we say that before? Just to add in, we didn't mention this yesterday. We didn't say that before. Why do we stick in? I mean, in our Mishnah, Yados is not there at all. We said Chisura Mechsura. It really should be on the second line. But the Ron explained before, we would rather have not said Chisura Mechsura on the first line of the Mishnah. All right, maybe Yados is first, which we're about to say. But the Gemara earlier, and at this point, is assuming we'd rather not... When do you ever have Chisura Mechsura at the beginning of a Mishnah? You missed something in the middle. Missed something at the beginning. When do you ever have that? We'll talk about a halacha like that in a minute. But says the Gemara, you're right. Actually, we'll get to that later. So, Mivta Padim Kanida Raisis, Bereisha. No, the Gemara now says, really, we wanted to start with Kinuyim, because that's Mamisha Daraisa. What does that mean, Mamisha Daraisa? The Ron explains, that's a much simpler idea. Simpler, not they're both daraisa according to what the Ron says. One is learned out from a drasha, and one's a real daraisa. So what do you mean this is daraisa? So the way the Ron explains it is that a kinui is an obvious din daraisa. The fact that I could use a different language to say this should be a karbon, that's not such a chiddush. Yeah, you could daven in another language. You could do that. You could do a lot of things in another language. So you don't need a din Torah to tell me you can do it in another language. That's not just they're both daraisa, but that's obvious. So it says what's obvious first. That's how the Ron explains it. You say what's obvious first, and then v'hadim v'farish yados asilim drasha, and then you explain yados, which comes out from a drasha. That is how the Ron explains it. Good. Let's continue.
So why is Iker left out?
Sorry.
Why is Iker
Haneder
left out?
The Iker Haneder. Maybe that's the din daraisa.
That's
not just obvious. That's the din. That's the din. It doesn't say you're allowed to make a neder. Right, because that's right, like the first question in Shas, right? Where's Kriyashma? Talking about what to say Kriyat. So in Echanami, but it doesn't say that the Iker Hadin of you're allowed to make a neder because that's Repashas Matos. There is a Pirush Mishnayis in Menachos. Actually, you brought it up. You didn't bring it up, but you are related to it. And that is the Rambam there talks about why aren't Hilchos Tefillin in Mishnayis Beferish? You have one parak in Menachos about Tefillin. Why doesn't it talk about Tefillin in Mishnayis? Talks about it in the Gemara. Tzitzis, mezuzah. Where is all that in Shas? Where's it left out? So the Rambam writes there, and remember it was spoken at Hanukkah time, because Dvarim Hayiduim Upshutim La'am, Rebbe didn't even have to speak about. Rebbe wrote down the Mishnah because he was worried things were going to be forgotten. But Tefillin, you're Tefillin every day. Everybody knows Tefillin. Everybody knows about mezuzah. You have to see if that Rambam fits in. But the Rambam says certain total areas of halacha were left out of Mishnayis because they were so Yiduim Upshutim. So this is quoted by some to explain why Inyani Chanukah are not in the Mishnayis. Even though you might say, well, Chanukah is only 1 week out of the year. The rest are 365 days. So Chanukah is just like them? So maybe. So again, that's where that Rambam Pirush Mishnayis became famous because of Chanukah. Not because of Tefillin and Tzitzis and packed away at the end of Menachos. Middle of Menachos. Okay, so let's continue. So what did we just say? We start off with kinui, because that's an obvious din daraisa. Then we go to Yad, but we explain Yad first, because Yad was learned out from a Drashas Chazal, and anything learned out of a Drashas Chazal is Chaviv. So says the Gemara, Hani Chalamanta Amar Kinu Yalash Nachar Meim, as we said yesterday, this whole structure fits if kinui is carbon in another language. We mentioned yesterday, it's a machlokes, later on in the feud between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So if you explain that kinui is lasho nachrim, that a kinui is just the word carbon in another language, then this whole thing fits, because it's obvious. It's obvious to talk about kinui. If it's an obvious to derise, that's why that goes first. Ella, but what about the other manda amar? Ella manda amar, lasho, what about according to Rabbi Yochanan? According to Rabbi Yochanan, right? I think Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says this. No, Reish Lakish is the one that says as follows. El Ramanda Amar, but according to Reish Lakish, that holds. Lashon Shabadu Lohen Chachamim Lios Noderbo. But the other opinion of what a kinui is that a kinui is a new language which Chazal made up that you can make a neder with. A new language. Badu Chachamim Libam. Then Ma'ik Alameimar. Then why is it first? The Ron explains. So that it's not such an obvious thing. If it's just in another language, that's obvious. But if Chazal made up their own language, that's not so obvious that could be used as a lashon of a neder. So then with the whole structure is messed up. What did we just say? Yad is listed. Kinui is listed first because it's an obvious nidaraisa. Yad is explained first because it's learned that from Midrash's Chazal. But that doesn't work, because if you say this other pshat of kinui of badu lohem chachamim, so then it's not an obvious nidaraisa. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Miktani Yados. Does it say Yados anyway in the Mishnah? It doesn't say anything in our Mishnah. V'lav Chisrei Kamachasart Law. Didn't we add the line in yesterday? So the Gemara says, Akhtim Nami Pitani Yados. Okay, you're right. Put Yados first. Put it in the Mishnah first, and it's explained first. Call Yados the Darb Kedarim. V'chol Kinuyin the Darb Kedarim. Yados are listed before Kinuyim. V'elu Hein Yados are Melachaveiro. V'el Hein Kinuyim. Konam Konach Kones. Period. So, though in the Havamina we did not want to do it, but Lamaskana we say now that really Yados are listed in the Mishnah first and explained in the Mishnah first. Why? Because they're all icy midrasha, and Drasha's Chazal are chaviv to the Baal, to the Tana. Again, that is the run. There is an echo of this idea in Halakha Lamaisa. Halakha Lamaisa. Where do we see a difference between the beginning of a Chisuri Mechzer at the beginning and Chisuri Mechzer at the end? Interesting. We're not Shloshim Yom yet. There's an extra Adar. But Hilchas Megillah. Hilchas Megillah. Says the Shulchan Aruch. What if the Megillah is missing some words? You allowed to read from it? The Megillah is missing some words? So the halacha is yes. It's not like a Torah. It's not like a Torah. You find that something's missing, you have to put it away. A Megillah is called an Igeres. We spoke about a lot about this in Maseches Megillah. It's called an Igeres, and there's more flexibility in terms of the kashrus of a Megillah. Like, you're supposed to have a kosher one. But let's say it's the only one in town, and it's missing. You're allowed to use it? Yes, you're allowed to use it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzorech lekrosa kula mitoch haksav, in Tafrei Sadik. V'imkara al peh lo yotza. If you read the Megillah bal peh, you're not yotze. V'tzorech should take suva kula lefanav lachadchila. Lachadchila, the whole thing's supposed to be written in front of you. Avo bidi eved, even if you're missing up to half the Megillah, it's kosher. Avalam hishmit asofer be'emtza'a tevos, afilu adchetzio, v'karam kakori al peh, yotza. You read at least 51% of it from the cloth, and the rest are missing, you still yotze the mitzvah of Megillah. But then the Rama adds, but if it's missing anything at the beginning or at the end, even a tiny amount, you're not yotze. Meaning, you're missing vayahi. You can be missing 51% of the Megillah, and it's fine. You miss that first word, vayahi, forget it. Because you can't be missing at the beginning. You can't be missing at the end. Then also it talks about if you're missing a davar shalim in the middle. Okay, that's a separate thing. But that's similar to what we're talking about here. Gemara didn't want to originally say that you're mechzer at the beginning. But lamaskana we say, what can you do? And this is what we have to say. Actually, Tosfos doesn't formulate it as we'd rather not say something that's missing at the beginning of a section. But Tosfos says this is even worse. It's not just at the beginning of a Mishnah. What is it? Beginning of a Masechta. Beginning of a Masechta. You're going to call the whole Masechta something different. Yeah, we're going to learn Kol Kinuyeh. No, we're going to learn Kol Yados. Different in Masechta. That's Tosfos' formulation on Amud Beis. To lo ratzel l'shavish ha-Masechta. This might be a little different than just the beginning of a Mishnah. And one more Ha'ara, and then we'll move on. The Poras Yosef. The Poras Yosef asks, why weren't we happy with the first answer? of the Gemara. What did the Gemara say just on top? We started off with. There was no specific rhyme or reason. Sometimes Rebbe did this, sometimes Rebbe did that. So why don't we just accept that? There are 15 Mishnayos, right? We asked yesterday, why the Mishnah list? Just say, there's no specific order. Why weren't we happy with that? We have to come on to Yados to get into problems. Chaviv and Midrasha. So says the Paras Yosef, regarding the ones that Gemara brought, fine, you can say that they're not makpid there. Because there, all it is are Mishnayos which have an action and the opposite. Bame malikin, uvame e malikin. Tudo shemalavona, e tudo shemalavona. You have davar vihipucho. So there you can say Rebbe's not makpid about those. But here, it's two totally different things. Yados and kinuyim. So maybe all of those don't mean anything for us. It's a different type of non-order in our Mishnah. So says the Paras Yosef, maybe that's why the Gemara didn't want to just say, okay, whatever the order is, he didn't have an order. Because our Mishnah is a little different. It's not just opposites within a Mishnah. It's two different components that are being discussed. You had a question, Menachem? No. Okay. Okay, let's go by it there. Period. The Yados Hechaksiv. So where did it say? We said Yados are learned out from Midrasha. So where are Yados learned out from anyway? Yados Hechaksiv. Remind me to come back to Maritz Chayis at the end, if we have time. Ish kiyafli lindar neder nazir lahazir lashem. Right, pasuk in Parshas Naso, beginning of the Parsha of Nazirus. If a person expresses he wants to be a nazir, but what's the language the Torah uses? Lindar neder nazir lahazir lashem. Right, all those words. Vitanya, and we darshin in the Braisa, nazir lahazir. What's the double lashon of nazir lahazir? Laasos. The Ron takes out the next three in a little words. The Ron takes out kinui nazir, kinui nazir is vi. So we'll skip those words because we go on like the Ron. Laasos. What's that extra phrase? Laasos yados naziris kinaziris. What does the double lashon mean? To teach me that a yad naziris is like a nazir. What's a yad naziris? Again, remember a yad is when you don't say the whole sentence. You don't say it's an incomplete sentence of naziris. So that double lashon of nazirus is where you know a yad nazir is like a nazir. Ainly ela ben nazirus. So fine, I only know this about nazirus. Bin nadarim inayin. How do I know the same principle applies to general nadarim? Nazirus. Oh, I forgot to mention that. We'll talk about it in a minute. Nazirus is a kind of neder, but it's a unique kind of neder. If it's ever parsha in the Torah about nazirus. So how much is nazirus within the parsha of nadarim, and how much is it a unique type of neder. Nedarim are, as the Gemara said on Beis and Mabeis, Isurei what? Isurei Chafsa. What about a Nazir? A Nazir is a kind of neder. So what's Nazir? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. And in the Achronim, is that, or what would you say? You would say it's? Gavra. I can't drink wine. I can't be Matame. Is that what? It's a Chafsa. It's a Chafsa. This dead body can't come in contact with me. Right? L'chora Naziris Pashas Yisrei Gavra. So, but it's a kind of neder. So what? So it's something unique. It's a unique Pashas you have to discuss. Unless you say, yeah.
It's a neder could be imposed on someone else, like Shimshon.
It's a neder, right, it's something that's another difference. It's a neder that can be imposed on somebody else. The mother can make the child a Nazir, an Achinami. But other Achronim are so convinced of Naziris being related to Nadarim, that they try to go out of their way to try to see how could Naziris be a Nisar Chefsa. So you know what they say, what the Chefsa is? The Chefsa is the person. They make themselves into a Chefsa Shel Nazir. Right? He's a Nazir. And once he's a Chefsa Shel Nazir, certain halachas apply. Right? Because what does he say? I'm a Nazir. He doesn't say, I can't drink wine. He says, I'm a Nazir. So once he's a Nazir, so now there are certain things that fall into place. Right? Hair, wine, tumah. But again, Naziris is a fascinating context to discuss because it is a neder and it's not a neder. Is it chefse? Is it gavra? Okay, we'll refer to it again in a few minutes. So says the Gemara. So yados naziris ki naziris, you learn out from nazir lahazir. So how do you know nedarim? Tamalomar ish kiafli lindar neder nazir lahazir lashem. In the same pasuk, it talks about nedarim and naziris. So makash naziris la nedarim or nedarim la naziris. It's to compare them in three ways. Number one, ma naziris asa ba yados nedarim naziris ki naziris. Just like by naziris, yados of naziris are like explicating it beferish. Af nedarim asa ba yados nedarim ki nedarim. So to my nedarim, yados work. Uma nedarim over bebal yachel ubal sa'acher. And just like by nedarim, you could violate bal yachel. What's bal yachel? Lo yechalel divaro, the Torah says. You cannot, if you go against what you said, if you violate an oath or a promise that you make. right? I promise not to eat this cookie, and then I eat the cookie. So I violate lo yachel dvaro. So just like by a neder, you violate lo yachel ube bal ta'acher, and you can violate a separate aveira of delaying, I promise to bring this carbon. So the halacha is, as we'll talk about it more on Amid Beis, if I let three regalim go by, and I don't bring this carbon, I violate procrastination. Right? You just think it's a bad midah, it's really an aveira. Right? Bal ta'acher. You can't delay. What? And three regalim. This is machlokas. Is it the next three regalim, or it has to be in order? Meaning, if you make the neder after Shavuos, maybe you're lucky. You have Sukkos and then Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. That's a machlokas. But either way, just like the Darim have the concept of bal yachal bal ta'acher, af nazirus over bal yachal bal ta'acher. So the nazirus has this uman nedarim, and just like nedarim ha'av mefer nidri bito ubal mefer nidri ishto, just like a neder, a husband has a power to be mefer his wives nedarim, as the Mesachta will talk about at the end, and a father to the daughter, av nazirus. Also a nazirus. Av mefer nidri bito, ubal mefer nazirus ishto. Right? If a woman comes home and says, honey, I became a nazir today, he can say, no, you didn't. I'm mefer it. Enough of that. Right? The husband has the power to get rid of the wife's nazirus. Right? We said yesterday, a woman could be a nazira. So we see that nazirus and nadarim have parallels, and therefore, that's how you know that a just like a nazir, yados nazirus are kinazirus, so to nadarim, yados nadarim are kinadarim. There is a question that the Rashba and the Ritva here ask on this line, and that is, which of the tools of the Yud Gimel Midos did we just use to explain the connection between Naziris and Nadarim? What did we just use? Same pasuk, Hekesh. Use the Hekesh, just like so too. Asks the Rashba in the Ritva here, why didn't we use what's called a Mamatzinu? A Mamatzinu just means two things that are very similar. It's related to our issue that we just talked about. What do you need a Hekesh for? Why don't you just say use a Mamatzinu? Says the Ritva. The same Naziris and Nadarim. Just an example of one. Two answers given by the Ritva. Either number one, no, I could have asked that the Naziris has some unique things about it that regular Nadarim don't have, but the other one is a crucial answer. Says the Ritva, because you can't get Malkus based on a Mamatzinu, but you could get Malkus based on a Hekesh. Because a Hekesh, the language of the Rashba, is Ki'ilu Davar HaMefurish Bikra. Sometimes you can only get Malkus if it says in the Torah, one of four Lashonos. Hishomar, Pen, Au, and Lo. You can only get Malkus if it says that. Lo. If it's learned out from a drasha, you can't get Malkus for that. Even many Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's. It could be a Din Darai, so you can't get Malkus, unless it says. Hishomar, Pen, Au, and Lo. Says the Ritva here, a Hekish is as if it's, if it says Lo by here, by this one, and then B, you connect it A to B through a Hekesh. A Hekesh, you have the same thing in one pasuk. That's Ki'ilu, the Rashba's Lashon, Kiman Deksiva Behed Yadami. It's as if it says it. So it's much stronger than a Mamatzinu. A Hekesh is a very strong one of the Yud Gimel Midos. Gzeira Shava also, we've spoken about. That's its uniqueness. You can't darshan it on your own. You have to have a Mesorah for it. But a Hekesh, the Rashba here said, I think there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin also that says it somewhere, that a Hekesh is a Davar, is Ki'ilu Mefurish Bikra. Okay, an important Rashba on this line. Continuing. So what did we just say? Yeah? Is loya chadvara? We'll talk about that on Amid Beis. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Maybe let's come back to that. So the Gemara learns out. How do you know yados of nedarim? You learn it out from naziris. Just like by naziris, yados naziris are kenaziris. So to nedarim in general, yados nedarim are kenedarim. So the Gemara says, Maishna gabi naziris tefsim nazir lahazir. By naziris, you have a double lashon. That's how you darshan yados by naziris. Nedarim nami aksiv lindar neder vekesh lemeli. So the Gemara, I don't understand. You have a double lashon by nedarim itself. It says Nazir, it says what does the pasuk say? It says Nazir Lahazir, and it says Lindar Neder. So we have to come onto the connection to Naziris for it all. Just learn it from Neder itself. Naziris had a double Lashon, and Nedarim has a double Lashon. So why can't you just learn Yados Nedarim Ki Nedarim from Nedarim itself? So the Gemara says, E Kasav Neder Lindar Ki Dekasav Nezer Lahazir, if it would have said that phrase, Neder Lindar, like it says Nazir Lahazir Ki Dekamrit, then you're right. Lo Tzarech Hakesha, you wouldn't need the Hekesh. But Hashad Chsiv Lindar Neder, but it's switched. It said to promise a promise, Lindar Neder. So you know what? That just sounds fine. Dibbatar Kalash B'Neyadah. And it could very well be that the Torah here is just talking like people. Sometimes we say things twice. Right? Because we really want to be mechazik what we're saying. You better not do it. You better not. You say things twice. Right? So the Gemara, in a number of places, in Eilam Metzias and in other places, discusses sometimes you have a double lashon in the Torah, Hashiv Tashiv, Hakim Takim. Right? So sometimes one mandamar always darshans those, and one mandamar says, no! Tibur Torah Kalash B'nei Adam. So the Torah here, the Gemara here says, Tibur Torah, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn that from Lindor Neder. And that's why you need the Hekesh from Naziris. Says the Gemara. So that works according to that manda amar. Elo leman de leslay. This is machlokas tanoim. Elo man de leslay dibra Torah kolash b'nei Adam. But if you say the Torah does not speak the language of people, meaning every single letter of the Torah and word of the Torah is there for a purpose. You never can say dibra Torah kolash b'nei Adam. Elo man de leslay dibra Torah kolash b'nei Adam. Hi linder neder mayavile. So what do you need linder neder for? Don't you learn it out from the Hekesh? Interesting. The Ron points out here, we have two limudim to teach me yados nedarim kinedarim. We have a hekesh from Naziris, and we have the phrase of Lindor Neder. 5 lines ago, the Gemara said, what do you need a hekesh for? You learn it out from Lindor Neder. Here we say, what do you need Lindor Neder for? Learn it out from the hekesh. The same exact thing, but the Gemara in one line asks it, throw away one, and the next line, the Gemara asks, throw away by the other. If you look at the Ron, what the difference is. But that's what the Ron said. The same question is asked, but it's the opposite. Opposite questions from each other. The Ron explains why there's a difference between the two. So it says the Gemara, so we're stuck. So we have two sources, really, to teach me Yadda Siddhar Kedarim. The heck is from Naziris or the Pasuk by Nedarim. So the Gemara says, Darish Le Lasos Yadda Siddharim Kedarim. So you're right. You use Lindar Neder to teach me within Nedarim. I, what do you use the Hekesh for? Umakesh Naziris Le Nedarim. And you use, you compare then Naziris to Nedarim. Nedarim teaches me Yadda Siddharim Kedarim. And then you compare Naziris to Nedarim. Aye, so you still have an extra phrase now by Naziris. Nazir lahazir darish leh. What do you learn that for? Melamed shahaniziris chal al haniziris. To teach me a new principle that you can have two Nazirios that are chal on each other. Let's say I say today, I'm a Nazir. I said it twice. So I might think that I'm only a Nazir for 30 days. Now I'm stuck. I'm a Nazir for 60 days. Because we know, stam Naziris is shloshim yom. You can't have a Naziris for less than 30 days. Right? That's the one place in halacha where the source of a halacha is a gematria. Gematria. It says yihyeh. You should be, your hair should grow. Yihyeh. Yihyeh is gematria 30. So that's how you know it's the Gemara Darshan, stam Naziris shloshim yom. 30 days is the minimum Naziris. So if I say I'm a Nazir twice, so I'm a Nazir for 60 days. That's the halacha of Naziris chal al Naziris. That's how you learn out from. That's what you learn out from the extra lashon by Naziris. The Gemara says now, Ulman to Amar Dibra Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam. But according to the Man to Amar, that the Torah just speaks the way of people. Meaning, so what? It says it twice. Nazir lahazir lindar neder. The Torah is just emphasizing not to be darshan. But Nazir lahazir darish lasa yados Naziris can Naziris. So the makar for yados is by Naziris. Nazir lahazir and lindar neder is not extra because Dibra Torah Kolashim Bnei Adam. So, Shanaziris, Chalanaziris, Minalei. So, how do you know this new halacha then? Because then the source of it is used up. So, the Gemara answers, Ha, Nicha, Yisrael, Lekaman, Dabra, Einaziris, Chalanaziris. This would work if you don't hold to that halacha. No problem. Ella, Yisrael, Lekaman, Dabra, Naziris, Chalanaziris, Minalei. But if you do hold to the principle of Naziris, Chalanaziris, so then, where do you know it from? So, the Gemara answers, Name Akra, Lizor. No, there's still something extra. The Pasuk could have just said, Lizor. My lahazir, right? Nazir, lahazir, and other lizar, the same thing. Shmami natarti. So the extra hay teaches me this halacha. The Ron explains, look at the Ron Dimaraskal Lema, there's really no difference between what those two words mean. Lahazir, lizar, loshi he shum hefrish. You see where I am? Bein lizar ulahazir. There's no difference really between those words. Sharia he nivlaas bekama makomos. Rashi says it sometimes. The hay disappears. Sometimes we're trying to learn with our children, and they say, "What's the shorish?" I'll be like, "What's the shorish here?" Right? Because one of the letters disappeared. Sometimes letters disappear. You don't know what happened to the hay. Right? So says the Ron. Here the hay really disappears. So it's not really that really means it doesn't mean anything different. But it could have said a dumil nedarim lindar neder nazir lizar. Could have been parallel, says the Ron, and that's why it said it. But what's the message though of the Ron and for the Gemara that really every letter in the Torah is meaningful, and we could darshan something from every single letter in the Torah. This relates to the machlokas, you don't call it a machlokas, but the minchas chinuch, which is against the Ramban. Which minchas chinuch? Baruch Hashem. Yesterday we hachnas to say for Torah. Mitzvah's Taryag. Mitzvah 613 in the Torah. Parshas Vayelech. So the Minchas Chinuch on that mitzvah, mitzvah's Taryag, asks a bomb kasha. He says, the Gemara tells us that in Kiddushin, that we are not bakiyin b'chaseris v'yaseris. Right? We're not bakis in, is this supposed to be malay, chaser? We're missing some letters here and there. You know why? Because the Gemara there asks, what's the middle of the Torah? The Gemara says, Vav Degichon is the middle of the Torah. Specific letter in the middle of the Torah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara assumes that there's an even number of letters in the Torah. It can't be mamish in the middle. So is the Vav in the first half of the Torah or in the second half of the Torah? So the Gemara says, take out a Torah and count. Take out a Torah and count. The Gemara says, no, it's not going to work anyway. Because we're missing a couple letters here and there. Anan lo pekin b'chaseres v'yaseres. We're not pekin, says the Gemara. Says the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha. So how we ever yotze the mitzvah of Ktiva Sefer Torah? If you write a Pasal Sefer Torah, you yotze. You yotze the mitzvah? No. You write a Pasal Sefer Torah, that's never going to be used. So even if you write a Kosher Sefer Torah, but we're not Bekiyan anyway, so we're missing some. So says the Shagasari, he doesn't answer the question. He says, so we're stuck. We're stuck. We can't do this mitzvah today. What can you do? We can't do a lot of mitzvahs today. But we can't do this mitzvah. How many mitzvahs can we do today? 70? 80? How many mitzvahs are halacha l'maisa? So we can't do it. What can you do? Says the Minchas Chinuch, no. You can do it. You know why? And this is his chiddush. In Mitzvah Taryag. The Yeshnei Minei Chaser V'Yeser. There are two types of Chaseris V'Yeseris, says the Minchas Chinuch. Echad, one is that if you're missing a letter, it changes the meaning of a word. That's the kind that passes the Torah. If you change the meaning of a word with a vav or a hey or something like that, that's going to passel the Torah. Like it says, Derech Mashal Ksiv, basukas, basukos, right? He quotes that the question is it singular, is it plural? So if it changes the meaning of a word, that passes the Torah. What's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara's talking about Chaseres V'Yeseres that does not change the meaning. So Torah's kosher. Torah's kosher even without a couple letters. It's okay. Im Kain, says the Minchas Chinuch, Mishtan appears at Teva Yechaser Yeser if it changes the meaning of a word, but Vadeh, Sefer Torah Puzzle, but Emo Din Sefer Torah, Ki Teva Acheres, Bikivisha Nimsa Lanu. But Chaseres V'Yeseres that don't change the meaning of a word, like Aaron, with a Vav, without a Vav, that doesn't puzzle the Torah. Dvarm Ke'elu, Ein Mishtan appears at Mila Dezeh, and says the Minchas Chinuch, the first type of Chaser V'Yeser was never forgotten. Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, it was never forgotten. The meaning of, that we have of the Torah is exactly what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Chas V'Shalom, that's his lashon. B'vade lo nishkach afil kochot asayre mehadin. But the ones that don't change the meaning of a word, that we have forgotten. And so you can be yotzei the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So in he alludes to the fact that the Ramban is against this. Because if you look at the Ramban, where's the Ramban? The Ramban is hakdama to the Torah. The Ramban there says we have a Kabbalah shel MS, that all of the Torah spells out Shem Hashem on a Kabbalistic level. Right? If you put all the letters, now we have it, it's split up in words, Bereshis, Bara, Elohim, but if you put all of them together without any breaks, on a Kabbalistic level, it spells out Shem Hashem. Right? It can say something else, Barosh Yisbara, Elohim. So I can just split it up differently anyway. Right? Instead of saying Bereshis, Bara, Barosh Yisbara, Elohim. Right? So you can already change it. So it says the Ramban, the whole thing spells Hashem Hashem. And therefore the Ramban says, even if you're missing one letter that does not change the meaning of the word, the Sefer Torah is possible. Why? Because it spells Hashem Hashem. So what? It doesn't change the meaning for us. So the Minchas Chinuch says, even though I know that idea of Shmozim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is still what I say. See, he's acknowledging that the Ramban is against it. But all of that, what does that have to do with us? That has to do with us, because here we're talking, the Ramban says that the extra hey, you know, it doesn't really change the meaning, but either way, we darshan every letter of the Torah.
According to the Ramban, how can you write
such changes if you're stuck? I don't know if we're stuck. Either we can say we're stuck, like the Shagas Aryeh, or you can say we have to do the best we can. You know, hey, if the Rosh already says that we're mekayim et bizman hazeh with buying svarim, so then a Torah missing a vav is no worse than buying svarim. What bracha do you make? Yeah, but there's some Rishonim say you can make a bracha on a Pasul Sefer Torah. After all, what do we do when we find the Pasul in a Sefer Torah? What do? We don't start again, even though we know it was Pasul. Meaning, you were Yotze. But the Evid we paskin, l'chadchila, we say you don't make a bracha on a Pasul Sefer Torah. But some Rishonim say you're allowed to. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, "B'marava Amri Isan Adamafik Lel Yados Min Lindor Neder." Some Tanoim learn out Yados Nedarim from Lindor Neder, as we just did. The Isan Adamafik Lel Min Kol Hayotzei Mipiv Yaseh. Some learn it out from this phrase: everything that comes out of your mouth, you should do. Meaning, even Yados, even an incomplete declaration of a Neder. Omar, Mar, now let's go back to what we discussed yesterday. Umat, not yesterday, on Amar Alf. Umat, Nedarim, the Gemara compare Nedarim and Naziris. Umat, Nedarim, over Bal Yachel, Bal Sa'acher. The Gemara says, just like by Neder, you could violate Bal Yachel. What did Bal Yachel mean? That I totally go against what I just said. I promise that I'm not going to eat this cookie, and I eat the cookie. I violated Lo Yachel Dvaro. Ubal Sa'acher, and delaying my Neder. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Bal Yachel, de Nedarim. Bal Yachal by Nedarim, I know I can have. Mishkachasla, why? Where can he come up with the Bal Yachal and Nedarim? So the examples that I gave weren't good examples. Because if I say I'm not going to eat that cookie, that's not a Neder. What's that? That's a Shvua. So where's an example of Bal Yachal by a Neder? Kigon, de Omar, Kikar Zu, Ochel. I promise to eat the cookie. I promise that I will eat this cookie. This cookie will be, that's a Neder. It's focused on the Gavra. This cookie will be eaten by me. Falachla, and I didn't eat it. Over Mishal Bal Yachal Dvaro. So then I violate Bal Yachal. El Bal Yachal de Nazirus Hechem Mishkachasla. But where do you ever have a case of Bal Yachal by Nazirus? Kivan to Amar Harini Nazir. Once you say you're a Nazir, Havile Nazir. Then you're a Nazir. Achal Kamle Bal Yochal. And if you eat, you violate Nazirus problems. Shasa Kamle Bal Yishta. You violate Nazirus Isurim. And the Havamina here is that you can't violate both. You can't violate the Isra of Nazirus and the Isra of Bal Yachal. And that's the Gemara's answer. Amarava lavra la bishnayim. The answer is no. You violate two. So what? So you violate two. Not the isra of the nazir to eat and the isra of Baal Yachal. Rabbi Kiva Eger here asks. We don't have time to go through the answers, but he just asks Akasha. He says, "What's the example given?" I should mention one quickly. What's the example given here of Baal Yachal by a neder? If you promise to eat the cookie, kikarzu ochel. That's the Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas. That's a shvu. That's not a neder. You can never have a neder to promise to do something. Every time you promise to do something, that's a shvua. That's not a neder. The neder bekum va'aseh, says the Gilyan Hashas, lo mishkachas lo. Every neder is that chavit is aser to me. If I promise to not to eat or to eat, that is a shvua. And look what he ends off. Hashem yo'ir einai. I once heard, I don't remember where it was, that there's a difference in how Rabbi Kiva Eger ends off. Most time he says, he could either end off tzarachin gadol, or Hashem yo'ir einai. There's a difference between the levels of difficulty of the question. I don't remember which is which, but he says Hashem Yair Einai, Hashem should answer. So the Chasam Sofer and the Rishash both give the same answer. So what does the Gemara really mean? The Gemara means as follows: you say the Chasam. Where's the Chasam Sofer? The Chasam Sofer says that this is what the Gemara really means. Shemeduber kan sha'omar konim kikar ze alai im lo ochel ze. I say this cookie is usher to me if I don't eat this one. A, cookie A, the cookie is asked to me if I don't eat the cake. And then I ate the cookie. So now I have to eat the cake. If I don't eat the cake, it's, right, this cookie is asked to me if I don't eat the cake. So that's more, that's not just about, comes up with this cake, Timsi. It's not just about, I promise to eat something, I promise not to eat something. This cookie is asked to me if I don't eat that one. And then I eat the first one. Then I have to eat the second one. But that's the case that they come up with to explain how this case is one of neder. Okay, let's continue. Again, there's more in this line, but we have to continue a little more. Says the Gemara, Bal Ta'ach and the Nazir is Eichem Mishkachas La. So we explain how Bal Yachal works. But how do you have the Isser of delaying by Naziris? Eichem Mishkachas La. Kiva Damarini Nazir. Once a person says, I am a Nazir, Havil a Nazir. He's a Nazir right away. Achal Kamle Bal Yochal. So if he eats right, then he violates. So how can you have an Isser of delaying your Naziris? If you say I'm a Nazir, you're a Nazir. So Gemara says, "Ba'omer l'kisher se'eh nazir." If a person says, "I'll be a nazir whenever I want to," so then Gemara says, "What's the problem?" The amar kisher se'eh like about the acher, so you're not delaying at all. It's whenever you want. So Gemara says, "Amar Rava, this is the case. Going to amar lo efter min olam acheh nazir." When a person says, "I will be a nazir sometime before I die," so the person says, "Diminahi shaita havile nazir." Right? He has to be a nazir right away. He doesn't know. Midi dahavi, just like Homer le'ishtar, is a gitach sha'achas kodim isasi. A person doesn't want his wife to fall to yibum. So he says, I divorce you, honey, my wife, a second before I die. So, says the Gemara, she can't eat truma from today. Why? Azur lecha b'truma miyad. Alma, what do you see? Amrina kol shayta v'shayta d'mamayis. You're worried every moment that he's going to die. Hachanami, la'al d'rabi nazir, so too now, he's another right away. If he says, I'm another right before I die, d'yamrinan d'ilma hashtamayis. Because maybe he's going to die, and therefore you have to be worried. There's 2 points on this. Number one, there's a machlokas we've shown him right here, between the Rosh and the Ran. So how we say, so if he says, I'm a Nazir a moment before I die. So when does he violate Baal Ta'acher? When does he violate Baal Ta'acher? So the Rosh says, Pashtus, right after three regalim. Just like on Nadarim. Right after three regalim, he violates Baal Ta'acher. That's the Rosh. If you look at the second really wide line of the Rosh. Says the Rosh, Hilkach, Kivan deroy lakabal of Naziris la'alter, since he should accept it right away, im yishen Naziros of Gimel regalim over Baal Ta'acher. He violates in three regalim. Says the Ran, we'll come to why in a minute, says the Ran, and the third to last line of the Ran, even though the source of Naziris is Nadarim, and by Nadarim Baal Ta'acher is only after Gimel regalim, here you violate Baal Ta'acher immediately. Immediately. Why? That's what he says. Miu killing but second to last line. Miu killing about the Akhala altar. Avagav, this whole source of it is Gimel Regalim. Doesn't matter. Because here, the assumption is that he means right away. Because he might die in a minute. That's the machlokas between the Rosh and the Ran. Menachem likes the Ran. Says the Granat, though. Rabbi Naftali Trump. We've spoken stories about him before. What's the Bira machlokas between the Rosh and the Ran? What's the machlokas? In general, when we talk about Baal Ta'acher, you violate with Gimel Regalim. Why? What's Gimel Regalim? What's the magic of Gimel Regalim? Is it that whenever I make a neder, I have three regalim? That's the zman. I always have three regalim to do it. And whenever I do it within those Gimel Regalim, so then that's considered bizman. Or do I say no? In general, right away. Right away, period. Up to Gimel Regalim, you're not going to get punished. But it's still considered late. But up until Gimel Regalim, we're not going to punish you. You're not going to violate the Aveira. Says the Granat, that's the machlokas between the Rosh and the Ran. In the Granat and Simin Memches. Why? According to the Ran holds that the Shear of Gimel Regalim is the Iker HaChiyuv. Meaning, this is the time. When you take a net there and you don't specify, then you have this amount of time always. And it's L'chad Chila anytime during that amount of time. So then here, according to the Ran, here is different. Because here the assumption is that right now is the time. That's why you don't need Gimel Regalim. Masha'ekin, according to the Rosh, Gimel Regalim is never the regular time. Gimel Regalim is always a bit d'yevet. So here too it's a bit d'yevet. So therefore you can have the Gimel Regalim. One other halacha, yeah? No, he says, I'm going to be a Nazir a moment before I die. So we are omit his das, we say, you got to be a Nazir now because a person might die in a week. But it's different. He didn't say, but favorish, I want to be a Nazir now. That's the nafkamina between the is if he drinks wine tomorrow, so does he violate Naziris? So Naziris, let's say he's not going to die for another 10 years. He never said I'm going to be a Nazir now. If Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yom, yeah, he's going to do it before he dies.
Isn't that Kilu saying I'm a Kabbal Naziris just for a moment?
I'm a Kabbal Naziris for a moment. No, a month before he dies. That's what he means. That it's a math of time before he dies that he's going to need. There is another halacha, we'll end with this, the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Samaches, in Hilchas Tainus, where a person accepted upon himself, I'm going to fast 10 fast days. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to push it off. Let's say you're in the middle of the summer and you say that. You're allowed to push it off to the winter, says the Shulchan Aruch. Because 10 fast days, summer days, that's tough. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yochel Utchosam Adimos HaChoref. You didn't specify, so you can push it off. Says the Magen Avraham, what do you mean? Chayshin Shemayamos. How can you push it off, our Gemara? Maybe he's going to die before the winter. How can you push it off? So says the Magen Avraham. It's quoted here in the Mishnah Brura. Where are we here? Mishnah Brura in... I want to find it here. Chavav in the Mishnah Brura. Dafka, the only time you could really push it off is only if you're ne'enas. Sheino yachol akayim takef. That if you're really a bad faster. Ava balav hachi ena rashoy letchosam. The chashin shem yamus. Unless it's like right before the winter. It's the end of the fall. Something like that. But either way, that is the Mishnah Berurah. If he says he only kavana for the winter, then we believe him. Because this is between you and God. But either way, this might come up. Halacha l'maisa. Again, there's more here, but we'll stop. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be out of town today and tomorrow, so B'Hashem, Menachem is doing the daf tomorrow, and Michael Fruchter will be doing it on Wednesday. B'Hashem, I'll be back on Thursday. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Oppenheimer family, Mr. and Mrs. Alfred Oppenheimer in Elbora, New Jersey. I think that's Long Branch. L'zecha nishmas, Yehudis bas Mordechai Tzvi HaKohen.